You are about to hear a story, a true story. It began in the American consulate at Nice, France, on November 5th, 1942, with a phone call. Hello?
Mr. Walter Orbaugh, please.
Speaking.
Oh, Walter, this is Smith at Geneva. Listen carefully and get this the first time. I'm not going to repeat. Don't ask any questions. Set.
Go ahead.
You're to close the consulate at Nice immediately and move to Monaco. Open a new consulate in Monte Carlo. The move must be completed within 2 days. That's your deadline. You got it?
Sure, I got it.
Don't ask questions. I know how you feel. Report as soon as your new office is open. You'll get further instructions.
Right.
Okay, Walter. So long. Get moving.
Of Walter W. Oliver, a 36-year-old American consul, to whom fate brought adventure that plunged him from the routine and security of an American consulate into a vortex of intrigue, treachery, plot, and counterplot.
Together and have them start packing up the records. Order the car for me. I've got to get over to Monte and find new quarters. We're moving.
Moving to Monte Carlo. Whee!
Don't start cheering yet. We've got to find a new place and move into it within 2 days.
2 days? Oh, that's impossible.
I know, but it's got to be done. Orders.
It doesn't make sense. Why the rush? Why the deadline? Why 2 days?
Why 2 days? The answer came at dawn on the morning of the third day, November 8th, 1942. At dawn on November 8th, 1942, the greatest armada seen in history assembled off the beaches of North Africa to land American troops in force, under the command of a little-known general named Dwight Eisenhower. They were to begin the campaign that was to clear all Africa of enemy forces. And within a few hours, a message was flashed from Berlin.
In view of the enemy attack upon French soil in North Africa and Germany's obligation to defend that territory, the unoccupied zone of France is hereby abolished. German troops will proceed at once to occupy all ports on the Mediterranean and all cities, railroads, and utilities in the former unoccupied zone.
Well, Bill, pretty clear now why they got us out of Nice in such a hurry.
Yes. Is it true that the Germans have occupied the city already?
Yes, that's confirmed. The frontier was closed down tight this morning. Monte Carlo is the last listening post open to the Allies on the north coast of the Mediterranean.
Hmm. Looks like we may be pretty busy, huh?
Yes, while we're here.
Do you think we'll be moved again?
Well, if we can't do anything of value, we're not likely to be kept here. And if we can, the enemy will put a stop to it.
How?
How? You ought to know the technique by this time. Make the most of your freedom while you can, Bill. We're not likely to have it long.
To the command of 16th, 21st, and 48th Royal Italian Infantry Regiments. You will proceed with full battle equipment to Monaco. The border will be crossed at 600 hours. No resistance is expected. To commanders, 8th and 17th Armored Corps, you will proceed.
Italian infantry is reported crossing the border from Italy, Mr. Arbaugh.
All right. Start burning the code book.
Yes, sir.
Jim, get the secret files, passport forms, any other forms that can be used and burn them.
Right, sir.
Hurry up, Mr. Smith. Get Geneva and tell them to transmit all instructions and messages in the clear. We're burning the code.
Yes, sir.
Tell them we'll keep this end open as long as we can. Hurry. Sam, you take charge of the seals. Mutilate the faces so that they can be
used. Everyone outside in form in line.
Lieutenant, remove the American flag from this building.
This is American property, officer, and I claim the usual diplomatic privileges and immunities for my staff.
This was American property, senor. As for your privileges, you may claim them in prison. Outside now. Presto!
Captured by the Italians, Walter Orabal was taken to a concentration camp at Bibio and held for months incommunicado. Then, at last, transferred to a hotel at Perugia as an internee. And there, one morning, he was summoned to the hotel lobby to meet a visitor.
Rudy!
Walter!
Hello.
Where in the world did you come from? And how did you get here?
I heard only today you were here. I came at once.
Tell me, how did you get in?
I have connections.
Rudy, this is wonderful. I haven't seen anyone from outside for 9 months. And you are the last person in the world I expected to see.
It's been a long time, Miss Farr.
The last time was when I was stationed in Trieste.
That's right.
Rudy, I can't tell you how glad I am to see you. Come on in here, we can have some privacy and talk.
Yeah, I hope we might be able to talk in private, Walter.
Oh, no one will disturb us in here.
Good. What about dictaphones?
Are you serious?
Very serious. I wouldn't want anyone to overhear what I'm going to say.
Well, I'm sure it's safe. Look, the room is very seldom used. I doubt if it would occur to anyone to wire it.
That is good, sir.
Turn your mind, Rudy.
Walter, you want to get out of here?
You mean escape?
Yeah.
Well, of course, I've often thought of trying to escape, but well, it seemed hopeless without any contacts.
I will be your contact, Walter. I can arrange for you to hide out at the headquarters of the underground group I am connected with until the search for you is over. Then we will arrange to smuggle you into Rome. You'll be safe there until the Allies come. When can you be ready?
Oh, I don't think I'd better do it, Rudy. After all, I'm bound to be exchanged someday and sent home.
You don't want to escape?
Of course I do. I'm cut up to the teeth.
But then why? It can't be the danger.
Yes, it is the danger, Rudy. To you. You must be doing some sort of useful work for your lives, from what you say. And so is the underground group you want to send me to. Helping me to escape won't be useful. It'll be dangerous for you and for them, and it won't help end the war one bit.
But, Walter...
No, I'm not going to do it, Rudy. If my life were in danger, it'd be different. But as it is, I'll wait here and take my chances on an exchange.
X-3, revolution in Italy. Mussolini, please read all about...
X-3, Badoglio forms new government. Armistice, fine.
The armistice was signed and Italy was out of the war. Preparations were made for an immediate exchange of prisoners, including Consul Walter Orabar. But in the German headquarters...
With the treacherous desertion of our former ally, Italy, it has become necessary for Germans to take over all military functions formerly performed by the Italians, including responsibility for political and military prisons. For greater security, all prisoners will be transferred immediately to prison camps in Germany.
Rudy, back again? You know it isn't safe to come here.
This is your last chance, Walter. I had to come. A company of German military police are on their way here at this moment. It's a question of minutes. Will you come with me?
It isn't right for me to endanger your life, Rudy.
My life is always in danger, Walter. But it is your life that is endangered now. You will be lucky if you ever reach Germany alive. I've made all the preparations. Will you come?
Okay. That's the way it is.
Then hurry. It's a question of minutes now. Hurry.
Where are we, Rudy?
Near San Faustino. I must leave you here, Walter, and take the next train back. It is not good that I should be away all night.
What do I do now?
You are going to the headquarters of the partisan group I spoke to you about. It is led by a peasant named Bruno and his wife Gina. They are fearless and absolutely reliable. You'll be safe there until I can arrange for you to go to Rome.
But how do I make contact with them?
You remember our favorite opera in the old days?
Sure, Rigoletto.
That's right. Listen.
Chiarone.
Go to the barrier and follow her. Not too closely. Go now. The guard is beginning to look at us. You will see me again as soon as I can arrange transportation to Rome. In perhaps a week. Auf Wiedersehen, Walter.
So long, Rudy. Thanks a lot for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy is with me.
Come in.
This is my husband, Bruno. He is the leader of our band.
Glad to know you.
Glad. Come on back and meet some of the others. We have been having an executive meeting. Amici, this is Mr. Orbo, an American consul. He will be with us for a little while. Now, as I said, this is an executive meeting. We are making plans for a raid.
Bruno, perhaps Senor Orbo had rather not involve himself in our affairs. After all, he did not come here to join the partisans.
Well, if I'm caught in these peasants' clothes and the false identity card Rudy got for me, I'll be shot as a spy anyway. What can I do to help? I'm a fairly good shot.
Splendid. But our plans really depend on what news Gina has for us.
I have no news. We could not get through. Freddy will have to try again tomorrow night.
Freddy is our radio operator.
Oh, you have a radio?
Certainly. A secret station in Florence. It is from there that we communicate with the Allies. Let them know what weapons we need and what to drop them to us.
Sometimes it seems that they do not realize how desperately short of everything we are. And how much we could do if only we had the arms.
We are growing all the time, and we have very little of anything left. That is why we are all so anxious to know what the answer to our last message will be.
I'd like to see this radio station of yours.
I'm going there tomorrow evening to get the reply when it comes. You can come with me if you like.
I'd like to very much.
This is the radio station, and this is our radio operator, Freddy.
How are you, Mike?
Where did you come from?
Right out of the ruddy blue, chum. Radio operator on a ruddy like I was. Till we run into a ruddy burst of flak and come down in flames. Clear I was. The ruddy parachute opens, I hit the ground, and here I am.
Quite a story. But it looks to me as if you wound up with a more dangerous job than one you had before.
To listen as we do now is not dangerous. But whenever we send the messages, we move the radio afterwards in case the Germans have flooded our position.
Oh, I still wouldn't like to be the guy that had to send those messages.
I don't mind. I know the job I do, and I'm careful, see? Anyone comes, it's all ruddy well held until I'm ruddy well out of here.
There is a hidden trap door onto the roof here, you see?
And from the roof?
In at the next dormer window, down the ruddy stairs, and out.
Even if the block is surrounded.
He's coming in now. Request?
Oh, good.
Position? Y.
Y.
O
200.
17. Get it?
I have it. Do you understand, Walter?
Not entirely.
Which means they will send the weapons we asked for.
And position Y. That's the ruddy price they'll drop them to us.
O 217 is 2 o'clock in the morning of the 17th?
That's right.
The 17th? That's 5 days from today. Maybe I'll still be here.
You want to come with us, perhaps?
You bet your life I want to come with you.
You may be sure we can use you. There will be many things to carry away and hide. But for your own sake, I hope you will be on your way to Rome before the 17th.
Good morning, Walter.
Oh, good morning, Bruno. What brings you over so early?
It's about tonight.
Oh, yes, the big deal. Everything set?
Yes. Are you sure you still want to go, Walter?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't miss it.
I don't want to argue with you. We need men to battle it. But here's what we will do. As soon as it is dark, Gina and I will come for you. We must get to the clearing early and set the flares to signal the plane. When we hear the plane, we light the flares so that they will know where to drop the supplies. As soon as we see the parachutes open, we must put out the flares. The longer they burn, the more dangerous it will be for us.
And what will the others be doing?
They will wait in the woods around the clearing to pick over the supplies and hide them.
I see.
Who is it?
It's Rudy.
Un moment.
Come in. Good morning, Bruno.
Oh, hello, Rudy.
Walter, I have splendid news for you. The transportation for Rome is arranged. You will leave at midday tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Well, that's swell. I can still go on the shindig tonight.
But, Walter, are you sure that it is wise? It is foolish to endanger your chances of getting away when everything is arranged.
Nuts, I wouldn't miss it.
Very well, then. It will be as we arranged. Gina and I will come for you as soon as it is dark.
Bruno? It's Gina Walker. Come on, we are late.
We'll take Rudy's car. Where's Bruno?
I don't know. He went down to the village. Yet word Pietro was in trouble. He did not come back. I waited as long as I dared, and then I came here without him.
Do you think?
I don't know. We haven't time to find out now.
But we've got to find out. Maybe he's in trouble. Maybe we can help.
I tell you, there isn't time.
But we can't go off and leave him.
We must. The supplies are more important than one man.
Gina, how can you talk that way?
Walter, do you think I want to leave? There is work to do. Come now, quickly. The clearing is straight ahead, and why are you stopping?
I don't like this, Gina. Too many people have been disappearing lately.
Bruno won't talk.
Supposing Bruno was betrayed by someone who knew our plans, perhaps by Pietro.
I can't think about that now. Don't you understand?
Well, I've got to think about it. This is a perfect setup for an ambush. When the supplies are dropped, everyone will run into the clearing to pick them up. They'll be wide open and defenseless. I'm going to do a little scouting around before I go into the clearing. Wait here for me.
Here, Walter.
I was right. I nearly fell into a machine gun pit.
What? Where?
Under a tree at the corner of the clearing. If there's one, there must be more. Come on, we've got to get out of here.
But the others...
Run to the car and fire in the air as we go. That'll warn anyone who's here. Come on, get going. Fire! That started something. Keep running. We've got to get to the radio station to warn the planes. Open up, hurry. Hi, what's up?
Is the radio working?
Well, of course it is. Get through to headquarters. Gina, bolt the door, hurry. Eddie, I think we were followed.
Like you are, mate.
Someone is coming up the stairs.
Any answer, Freddy?
Not yet.
Keep trying. Gina, the trap door.
What?
Out on the roof and downstairs to the car. If we don't join you in 5 minutes, drive away. Do you understand? Get out of Florence.
Walter!
Do as I say. Up with you now.
Oh. We're through. They bounce it.
I'll wait for you both in the car.
And good luck. Here's the message, Freddy.
Blimey, they're shooting the ruddy lock.
Tell them the station has been discovered.
Yeah?
Tell them the planes must not drop the supplies tonight. They must contact the planes. Tell them not to drop the supplies.
They don't acknowledge. Got to repeat. Get out on the roof. They'll be through the door in a second.
I'll cover you from the trap door.
Quick.
Oh.
One of them went through the trap door. Quick. Get him.
Oh. Got him, Freddy. Got him.
It's through, Walter. I got it.
Friends, this is a funeral service. It is a service without a body. Bruno's body is still in the hands of our enemies, but his spirit is with us. Bruno was a great leader. He gave up his life for the ideals we can still fight for. It is a fitting and a just that we should meet here to honor his memory and a pray for his soul.
Don't, Gina. Please don't.
What? It has been so long since I have cried. I thought I was through with tears. I thought I was brave.
You are brave, Gina. You're the bravest woman I've ever known.
No. Bruno was brave. Once he said to me, "It does not matter if we die. It only matters that we fight the things we hate. It is important that tyranny be challenged. No matter how pitifully weak the challenge may seem at first."
You can be very proud of him, Gina. And I know he was proud of you.
Thank you, Walter. It was good of you to try to help me, but now you must go. I am all right now. And Rudy is waiting for you.
I'm not going, Gina.
You're not going to Rome?
No. There's a job to do here. I'm going to do what I can to finish it.
realize that this is a crisis. Through treachery, we've lost our radio contact with the Allies, the supplies we expected, and a number of our comrades, including our leader. Either we can disband, or we can consolidate with other small groups in this area until we have an organization capable of causing the enemy real trouble. We can go on until we've used up our ammunition, and meanwhile, try and form a new contact with the Allies. It's up to you. All in favor of disbanding will signify. All in favor of reorganizing and going on with what we have? Good. Good, that's all then.
No, wait. There is one thing more. Bruno is gone. We must have a new leader. I nominate Signor Orbo.
Our first ambush. Score. Over 150 enemy dead. One of our band killed. Two wounded. Truck convoys. Bridges. Warehouses. Come in. Oh, come in, Gina. Who's that with you?
This is my brother, Giovanni.
Oh, how do you do?
Senor,
come to join up with us?
No. Giovanni has already an organization. That is why I sent for him.
You sent for him? Why?
Tell him what you do, Giovanni.
We help escape prisoners of war to find their way back to their own line. We take them to a port on the Adriatic. In the harbor, a fishing boat. Some of the captains are with us. If not, one can always steal a boat and sail the men down the coast to their own territory.
That's splendid work, Giovanni. But why did you bring him here, Gina?
To take you with him to the fishing boat.
Me? I can't go now.
Someone must go. We have all agreed that someone must try to get through to the Allies.
Yes, but why me?
You have been with us many months now, Walter. You have commanded us. You know our problems. You can speak for us to your countrymen better than anyone else here.
I see. You know they won't let me come back.
Yes, I know that. But still, you must go.
I know you're right, Jim.
We will miss you, Walter.
So, a year and 6 months after his capture by the fascist army, Walter Orbo began the journey back to his countrymen. For 5 days, he traveled on foot with Giovanni as his guide from San Faustino to the Adriatic. But the perils and Herbert's escapes with which he had lived for so long were not over. On his last day behind enemy lines, the house where he was hiding was surrounded by Germans. Escaping through a rear window, he ran headlong into a fascist patrol and, dodging bullets, plunged into a wheat field. He wormed his way on hands and knees to a group of peasants working in the field and mingled with them until the alarm was over. That night, he was smuggled on board a fishing boat. And the following night, at a command post behind the British lines...
Your name's Orbo, eh? You say that you're a foreign service officer of the United States.
Yes, sir. But I'm afraid the only credentials I have are forged Italian papers. Not much good for identifying my
name. Oh, that's all right. We'll get you over to your own lines. Someone there will identify you, I presume. If not, they can take care of you.
Sure.
Understand, you were captured and escaped.
Yes, sir. Captured in November of 42, escaped about a year later. Been with the Protestants up San Faustino way ever since.
Well, why'd you leave? Fed up, eh?
Oh, no, sir. I want to tell our people about the work the group has been doing. I think it's vitally important and valuable. And they need weapons and ammunition. I want to get them.
Well, if that's all you want, you won't need to worry. Your group isn't going to need weapons or ammunition much longer.
What do you mean, Colonel?
Well, in about 30 seconds, you'll know. You'll hear the barrage.
Barrage?
You happened in on us just about 8 hours, sir. Might have been unhealthy.
Something big?
Big push. Whole line's going forward. Your chaps, too.
That's it?
We'll wait for a week if things work out. Your resistance group isn't worried now. We'll get rid of them.